This is Miss Cream of the Crop. I'm on the line with Time and Guy Phelan of E Club. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Y'all up? All right, good.
So you guys have a new project dropping this coming Sunday, and I believe that date is May 4th, 2014, and it's called Nostalgia. So tell me a little bit about the project and why you guys named it Nostalgia.
Well, the project is, it's an EP called Nostalgia, you know. We basically put nostalgia and new with, you know, we took that whole little concept and put it together because we wanted something that represented like an old school feel with a new type of flow, you know, like on some, that level.
Okay, cool. So you guys are a part of E Club, and so tell us a little bit about E Club and how you guys got started and why you named yourselves E Club.
Man, E Club got started around like 2009, I think, 2010, something like that, and we was all just solo artists going to the studio together, and we just always end up on songs together, so we just like, okay, let's make a group, and the name just came to us, like it ain't really, there wasn't no inspiration for it, nothing, just sounded good, and it fit.
So, does E Club stand for something?
You said what?
Does E Club stand for something?
The E stands for executives.
Executives, okay. And so pretty much in listening to your music, I noticed that you guys are really big on production and lyrics. Are those two things that are really important to you guys and why?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we come from the era where you had to be able to rap to be a rapper. Like, now, you know what I'm saying, anybody can just hop on the track and rhyme some nonsense. But, yeah, like, even on a commercial song, we're going to always have some type of lyrical structure. It's not going to just be random nonsense ever. And beats.
Right.
I mean, nobody wants to rap over whack beats.
Right.
So, besides reaching out to other producers, Time, do you mainly produce most of the music that you guys rap on?
I'll say about a third of it. We got a couple more in-house producers. And
yeah,
then we got regular producers that aren't part of the team, but that we mess with on a regular basis, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when you are in the studio and you're, or at home or wherever you make your beats, what do you use as inspiration?
Man.
Other music, other genres.
420 friendly.
Yeah, that.
So who are your favorite producers?
My favorite producers are the Neptunes, Timbaland, like Drummer Boy, Mike Will Cool. I like a lot of producers. It fluctuates. My list changes all the time, but there's plenty of them out there to choose from.
Well, the people that you named are pretty heavy hitters in themselves. So, when you guys are coming up with song concepts and you're coming up with EPs and albums, what do you guys use as inspiration for that?
Just like
music.
Yeah, the music.
We rarely set out and just like, all right, this is what the EP gonna be, or this is what the project gonna be called. It's gonna have this type of concept. But usually just like Nostalgia came out, we was in the studio. We went to the studio 2 days, like maybe a day apart. We did two songs the first day, two songs the second day.
Yeah.
And they didn't sound the same, but they all had a similar vibe.
Right.
It was like, man, we could just, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
jig this into an EP.
Yeah,
jig it into
an EP. Yeah.
Okay.
You influenced the name. And that's why we came with the name Nostalgia. You know what I'm saying? Because we got some backpack type stuff, got some trap type stuff, but it's still just a whole different sound.
Right. So I'm going to ask you guys, considering the fact that, you know, you guys are influenced by old school rap and you're all about the lyrics, being those type artists, how do you maintain your love for the music, and how do you maintain being an artist that continues to do the type of music that you do when so many mainstream artists and so many people that are being played on the radio, and it seems like the people that are being noticed are the ones that, you know, they don't really make the good music. How do you guys remain positive about what you do?
Just work. I mean, you know, we don't really, I mean, we do focus on what other artists are doing, but for the most part, we just work and just really just do us, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people that we kind of, like, listen to are kind of, like, lyrical themselves, so we kind of, like, just want to be on that type of level.
Like, Currency, you know how Currency is. People know who Currency is, but he's not so big where he can't just go to the mall and, you know what I'm saying, cop some shit if he want to. I don't know if I'm trying to be Drake-level famous. Like, your life is so compromised at that point.
Right. I kind of understand where you're coming from, because I've said that time and time again. Like, I'm okay with being wealthy and working, doing what I love, but not really having the whole world know who I am. I don't really care about the fame part, but, you know, doing what I love, and if I'm able to make money off of doing what I love, that's the best. But I think I would prefer to be able to walk down the street without having to, you know, security and have people run after me. So I can understand where you're coming from when it comes to that. So I know I asked you guys about your name, E Club, for your group and how you guys came up with that. But so Time, your name's Time, Dashevlin, your name's Dashevlin. How did you guys come up with your artist name?
Well, mine, when I first picked my name, it was the acronym Time is Money Entertainment. But then Sean Kingston, I don't think Sean Kingston, that's the name of his label, actually. Once he came out, he named his label that, so I had to change my name. And I still wanted it to be an acronym, because Time by itself don't really make sense. So I was like, what could I come up with? And this is musical excellence, just fit.
Right.
I like that. So this is musical excellence. I like that. That's dope. So what about you, Dice Ellen?
Like, my whole rap name is, like, kind of long. It's Diesel Dashevlin. And that whole thing, it was just, you know, a couple of my homeboys, they used to call me Diesel all the time. So that's where the Diesel part comes from. And then the Dashevlin part is, like, I want to Dashevlin myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I sell myself every day with this rap, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically where that part comes from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, know,
whatever
you want,
life.
Right. No, I get it. Trust me, I totally understand. So we got Nostalgia again. It's coming out on Sunday, May 4th, and it's going to drop on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, any of the apps that you have to download and pay for the music. That's going to drop this Sunday at 12 a.m., right?
Yep.
And then it's going to be on Live Mixtape on the same day, Sunday, May 4th, at noon. But that one is hosted by a DJ. What's the DJ's name again?
Slim K.
Slim K. Chop. Slop.
And he's out of Texas, right?
Huh?
He's out of Texas?
Yeah, Houston, yep.
Okay, cool. So can you guys give everybody your... you know, if you have anything else you want to talk about before you give everyone your contact information, if they're interested in working with you, or if they want to follow you guys on your social networks, before you give all that, do you have anything else that you want to say?
Check out from my homie Five. He's dropping this project in the Mind of Five on Tuesday the 6th. Just dropped a video called Aliens Exist yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Five.
And where's Five's project going to be?
I think he's letting us make it a SoundCloud exclusive. I think.
Oh, okay. And his rap name is still with the number 5, IVE, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. So why don't you guys give everybody your Twitter, Instagram, if you have a website, all that stuff.
My Instagram and Twitter is the same, at I'm Time, I-M-T-I-M-E, and you can find all my music on theflyersdream.com.
And And mine's is at D-I-E underscore S-E-L-L-I-N. That's at DieSellin. And my Twitter is the same. That's my IG. And I got a mixtape on Bandcamp. You can type in the same thing. And, you know, it's all the same. Try to keep it all simple for y'all.
Cool. Well, again, guys, this is DieSellin and Time from E Club. Sat down with me today to actually talk to each other over the phone and talk about their new project, new style. So I really appreciate you guys for taking time out of your day this afternoon to talk about your new project that's dropping on Sunday.
Oh, man, good looking. We appreciate it, though.
Appreciate you
know? Yeah, all day. Go cop the album. Go cop the album. Go cop the album. Cop the album. Cop the album.
Cop the album.
Cop it.
You ain't got the money.
So for those of you that are listening to this interview, make sure you do exactly that. You cop the album. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in and being on WelcomeToCreamsWorld.com. So make sure you cop the album, Newstalgia, and it's spelled just like it sounds. N-E-W-S-T-A-L-G-I-A. If you didn't know how to spell that, I don't really know what to tell you. But this is Cream. This is Cream. This is Time. And DieSellin. And we're out.